Hey there, everybody, and welcome to the Rubbernecking Podcast. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Alicia.
And a lot going on at the King's Castle.
Well, we're always busy. We say that every time.
We do, but it's so true because visitors are picking up, and we've had some very special visitors.
We have.
As Memphis in May,
Memphis in May has
taken place.
It
and
has.
Foster the People
They were
was
here. I think they had a really cool visit. You can go to Graceland.com and actually see a photo of the band in front of the mansion. But yeah, Beale Street Music Fest was a success, and we're coming up on Barbecue Fest next weekend. So it's going to be a really busy month.
And a lot of folks coming through the front door of the King's Castle who've been having a royally good time.
Yes, that's also very true. We're also talking about 60 years of rock and roll all year long. And we've just started this really new as of, what, a few days ago.
Yes, very cool part of Graceland.com.
We're featuring artists every day leading up to July 5th in honor of 60 years of rock and roll. And today, we've decided to feature DJ Dewey Phillips.
The Red Hot and Blue radio show of WHBQ apparently played Elvis for the first time on July 8th, 1954. Played the song, was it 7, 8 times in a row?
I think so.
And they pulled Elvis out of a movie and into the studio to interview him. And, of course, the rest, as they say, is history.
It is history.
Rock and roll born on July 5th and made radio for the first time on July 8th. And so congrats to DJ Dewey Phillips on being our artist of the day. 60 artists in 60 days leading up to July 5th. Let's take a listen to DJ Dewey Phillips on WHBQ on the Red Hot and Blue radio show.
It's old Phillips playing Red Hot and Blue coming through WHBQ in Hotel Tisca on the magazine floor. Right, Maybelline floor. Oh, that's right, they changed the name. Maybelline floor right in good old Memphis, Tennessee. Don't forget we've got all these good records. Any Pop Tune to 306 Poplar or 50 South Main. Right now, the whole next portion of Red Hot Blues coming through the curse of People's Furniture Company down at 310 South Main. Well, you're always welcome to buy, yes, sir, nothing but the best. This lady down there we call Grandma's been driving me crazy. I said, I wish you'd get a picture of Elvis and get his autograph on it. Man, I got her one. I got a picture of Elvis's autograph. I'm telling you, man, she'd run up down Main Street showing everybody.
How cool is that to hear from DJ Dewey Phillips?
It's really cool.
I mean, he's the man who put Elvis.
We thank him.
We do. And of course, not long after that, Elvis' first professional performance at the Levitt Shell, or the Overton Park Shell, as it was known back then.
That's
today.
True.
The Levitt Shell, where lots of wonderful live music still happening today. And if you're ever visiting the city in Graceland, see what's happening at the Levitt Shell, and always free concerts out there happening throughout
the
year.
That's true. And they even had a Grizzlies watch party.
They sure did.
During the playoffs.
Yes.
It was really cool. They had like tons of people out there.
There were tons of people. And for those of you that were rooting for our Memphis Grizzlies during the playoffs,
We appreciate it.
We appreciate it. And there's always next year. And the mansion has gone back to its traditional white lights.
Yep.
So if you're watching on the live Graceland cam, there's no more blue and gold at night as our Grizzlies will attempt to make history next year in the playoffs.
Well, let's talk about Parade Magazine.
Yes, I love reading Parade Magazine.
I do too. And they just featured Elvis's handwritten letter to Richard Nixon. You can go to Graceland.com and find the link to their story. But this is really cool. If you've never seen this before, they have pictures online that are the note that Elvis wrote to the president saying, basically, I want to come and talk to you.
Right.
I mean, it was kind of a straightforward, he knew what he wanted. And I actually kind of had a hard time reading it because he's writing it so fast, I think.
And it sounds like he was on a plane.
It's
written
on
American Airlines stationery. And Elvis wants to meet Nixon. So he's planted a TCB in D.C. and is writing it out. And they dropped it in the mailbox. And they had an answer within a couple of hours, oddly enough. But, you know, how insane was that? And, of course, the photograph of Elvis and Nixon meeting as a result of this letter is the most requested photograph from the National Archives.
One of my favorites.
It's very cool.
Well, what else? What else do we have going on? I think we've got
Elvis Week
that's coming up here.
What else?
I mean,
what you talking about, Willis?
I guess we should probably have a countdown going on, but you can go to ElvisWeek.com. Tickets are on sale.
They are on sale now. Lots of great events. One of the new events we've just added, the Elvis Acapella event, should be very exciting.
It's very cool.
I mean, and you and I, Alicia, tried out to be a part of it, and
we got cut.
We got cut.
I get it. They wanted a really good show.
They do want a good show, so we'll be in the audience and looking forward to it. And also a couple of other big events. The Memphis Boys.
They're coming back.
They are coming back. They did a show a couple of years ago and was sold out. And based on the initial ticket sales, it looks like it's going to be a sellout again. And
I can only imagine. So get your tickets now.
ElvisWeek.com is the place to go. And we look forward to talking to you guys next week. I'm not going to be here because I'm going overseas to join the Elvis Presley on stage concert tour for a couple of days.
Have a great trip.
And if you are listening overseas, we kicked the tour off in Iceland a couple of weeks ago or a couple days ago and went to Dublin and now is traveling throughout the UK, 20 plus dates in the UK, and then before moving on to Belgium, the Netherlands, and France and Germany. So should be very exciting if you're listening to the podcast. You can go to graceland.com for more information on the tour.
Well, have a great trip, and we'll see you when you get back.
All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time.